This is News Talk.
Well, you can take your pick of COVID stories on the front of the papers. We'll start with the Irish Independent. Pubs demand end to social distancing for vaccinated customers. Pubs and restaurants are demanding that social distancing be scrapped for indoor dining if vaccine passes are introduced. It's interesting how the representative groups have changed their tune. I suppose they're reading a bit of the mood music here and seeing that vaccine passports or COVID certs could be introduced. So they've had to change their approach, because last week when it came out that you might need a pass to get in for indoor dining, they were saying that it wasn't workable, it wasn't currently legal. Now they're saying, well, if we do have these vaccine passports or COVID passports, if they are brought in, well, then we need to get rid of social distancing. So the paper, the Irish Independent, says that the hospitality industry is insisting that rules on table distances should be ditched in return for pub and restaurant owners supporting plans for a new vaccine ID system for indoor dining. So what they're really saying, the Vintners Federation of Ireland is saying that the point made to the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste is that the presumption from our side is that if you have to be vaccinated to get into a pub, then ergo social distancing doesn't come into play. And Restaurants Association of Ireland Chief Executive Adrian Cummins also echoing the calls of the VFI. We'll hear more about this, I'm sure, on News Talk Breakfast later when the representative bodies are on. And of course, a reminder that the big talks begin today between government and the hospitality industry, but not NPHET. NPHET won't be at the table today, although they might be at the table at a later date. And obviously, as you've heard, the representative body's not too pleased about the fact that the people making all of these recommendations, giving the advice, won't be at the table to answer questions to them later today. It's interesting, though. I'd love to hear your views on this. You can text me on 53106 or tweet at NTBreakfast. Good idea or bad idea, if you have to use your COVID cert or some sort of proof to show you've been vaccinated when you go into a restaurant or a pub, well then, should the tables be closer? Should we get rid of social distancing? Get rid of the need for masks when you aren't eating or drinking? I'd love to know what you think of that. The Irish Times talks about antigen testing this morning, and the government believes that the only way a vaccine pass for indoor dining and drinking can be operational by July 19th is if it involves antigen testing. The government, well, certainly senior cabinet figures within government, are confirming to the Irish Times that rapid antigen testing may play a role in the system. So obviously the clock is ticking here. We have the 19th of July coming, and bodies representing restaurants and pubs are emphasising the urgency of an early reopening, and also the Irish Times covering there the fact that they really want NPHET to be present for today's meeting. Padraig Cribben of the VFI quoted as saying that NPHET is the ultimate decision maker. Now, I'm sure government and ministers would say, absolutely not. The buck stops with us. We're the only ones who make the decisions. The Irish Examiner, August hopes on adult vaccine revamp. This is the comments made by the chief executive of the HSE, Paul Reid, which a lot of people took as very hopeful yesterday, that Ireland could have its entire adult population vaccinated as soon as the end of August. And this is all because of the revamped vaccination plan, because we're buying these 1 million vaccines in from Romania. And also, of course, we heard that Ireland is flat out contacting lots of different other countries, EU and non-EU countries, to see, lads, have you any spare vaccine doses for us? And of course, vaccination of people aged 18 to 34 is due to begin today. So expect to hear a lot more about the so-called ramping up again and again and again. Interesting story in the Mirror this morning, a final story on COVID-19. And this is John Kearns, who's in Malaga, and he has some pictures and a story in the Mirror about the scenes at Malaga Airport on Saturday, because hundreds of Irish people began what's called the Great COVID Escape and queued to get into Spain. And many of those he spoke to were going for a month or two, and they planned to work from the Costa del Sol. Saturday was the first weekend day after the ban on non-essential travel was lifted across Europe. Now, he tried to chat to people. That's funny, they didn't want to give their name. He said that on the Ryanair flight he was on, there was 60% 60% capacity. It was 60% full, but nobody wanted to give him their name in case they were demonised by social media back home. One elderly man told him, "I think I'm quite within my rights to travel as an EU citizen. I'm fully vaccinated, I've done my bit, and I now want to get on with my life." And there was no Gardaí to be seen in Dublin Airport early on Saturday, but staff had reported that passenger numbers had started to increase in recent days. So a lot of them just saying, we're going ahead with our lives, we're going to go over there, work for a month or two, or enjoy our holidays and enjoy a bit of sunshine. Now, the Irish Examiner tells us this morning, and I'm sure a lot of you have had this experience of getting these scam phone calls recently, and it has got a lot worse in recent weeks and months for some reason. But Irish people, according to the Examiner, are the second most likely citizens of the 27 EU member states to be the victims of fraudulent phone calls. This is according to the findings of an EU-wide survey by the European Commission, and it reveals that 28% of Irish people have received a call over the last year from an unknown number and been charged for it after answering the call or calling back. And the figure is more than double the EU average of 13%. Greece is number one and Ireland is number two. 29% of Irish people said they had received an unsolicited text message and been charged for opening it or responding. And the incidence of bogus calls and texts have been increasing in recent years, with both the Gardaí and the telecom regulator Comreg issuing regular warning notices to the public about these fraudulent calls, texts and emails. So there we go. Irish people certainly victims of it. One wonders if there's more that the phone companies themselves can be doing. So obviously we've Comreg warning people, Gardaí warning people. You'll hear it on media the whole time. But is there more that the phone operators themselves can do? Although I'm sure there's a way of getting around that as well. Front of the Irish Times tells us that, Front of the Irish Examiner tells us that Ireland's prisons have become a dumping ground for people with mental illness in a scenario that has all the makings of a scandal in the future. That's the core, the warning from a damning report on the Dorcas Centre, the women's prison, obviously. It's one of 12 chaplain reports last year on each prison in the state. It was published at the weekend, and really their warning about prisons increasingly becoming a dumping ground for mental health issues. Offenders whose offence is rooted in mental illness invariably get sent to prison because the state cannot accommodate them elsewhere. And they say it imposes a duty of care on the governor and his staff, which the normal exercise of their duty was not designed for. So they feel that there's a big scandal coming down the tracks on that particular issue. The Telegraph tells us this morning that one in five people who got a puppy during lockdown are thinking of giving up their newly acquired pets because they believe they can no longer look after the animal in a post-lockdown world. And this blows my mind because the amount of warnings over the past year and a half, don't get a dog unless you can look after it, and remember that you will be returning to work at some stage, and who will look after the dog then? And yet one in five people ploughed ahead, got the puppy, and now say that they've no way of looking after the dog. This is according to a survey from the Kennel Club, and research found a quarter, 23% of dog owners were worried that they would be unable to give their dogs a suitable home, and the majority of these people, 17%, admitted to considering giving up their dogs as a result, which is obviously very, very difficult for the dogs involved. And many new dog owners are finding themselves in a tricky situation where they're being forced back to the office but unable to take their dogs with them. Well, then don't get a dog. Wouldn't that be the simple answer to that? IFTA's run last night. Well done to all the winners. Another strange award ceremony. Excuse me, because obviously people couldn't attend, but normal people, big winner at the IFTAs, according to the Star this morning, walking away with 9 awards, based obviously on the novel by Sally Rooney. It won Best Drama at last night's virtual awards ceremony. Paul Mescal was named Best Actor in a lead role. Fionn O'Shea, who played his love rival Jamie, won Best Actor in a supporting role, and director Lenny Abramson and Sally Rooney all won as well. So big, big night. The late Nika McGuigan, Barry McGuigan's daughter, she won Best Actress for her performance in Wildfire, which was in post-production when she died from cancer at just the age of 33, and Barry McGuigan accepting the award on her behalf. Derry Girls actress Nicola Coughlan won the Rising Star Award for her role in the Netflix series Bridgerton there. And other award winners included Gabriel Byrne and Dervla Kerwin, and it was hosted by Gráinne Shoiga. So well done to all the winners there. Final story for you comes from the Irish Independent. And if you're looking for some advice on how to have a long and happy life, well, the advice is to stay calm. A 106-year-old woman has revealed her secret to a long and healthy life. This is Bridget Tierney from Loch Duff in County Cavan, and she celebrated her birthday surrounded by her 9 children, all of whom themselves are pensioners. And Bridget revealed her simple secret to longevity is staying calm, never getting too ruffled about anything, and eating well. And she has 30 grandchildren, 43 great-grandchildren and 3 great-great-grandchildren, and remarkably all of them visited her at the weekend. So some of them obviously were having to wave through the window because of restrictions and those who weren't vaccinated or whatever, but apparently Bridget is the rock of the family, and a visit to Granny always leaves you with a sense of peace and serenity. Lovely story there from the Irish Independent. Anyway, that's our look at the morning papers this morning.
On 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.